This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, what is backbiting and what is not? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the actions severely prohibited in Islam is backbiting. Backbiting is to narrate and display a deficiency or the negative action of a believer. Precisely speaking, if you were to ask what would be the definition of backbiting, I would say backbiting is to narrate and display a deficiency or the negative action of a believing person which he would not like to be disclosed. This last part is very important. If you know of a believer that has a deficiency and he doesn't like that deficiency to be disclosed to others, and you go around his back and, you know, reveal that deficiency to others. Or even worse, he's present there on his face, you reveal that deficiency to others. This is called backbiting. And what is not a backbiting is very important to understand as well. To disclose something which is evident, which the doer himself does not hide, it is not forbidden. If an oppressed person narrates about the oppressive actions of his oppressor, well, that's totally fine, and as a matter of fact, good. If someone speaks about a person who has made an innovation in religion, again, it is not forbidden, and in some cases, it becomes wajib to expose that alteration of the religion of Allah. And then there are other instances where narrating the negative qualities of someone is not forbidden and they are discussed in the books of Islamic law. Now, the question is listening to backbiting also forbidden? Let's discuss that after the break. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of what is backbiting and what is not. So the question we raised right before the break was, is listening to backbiting also forbidden in Islam, or is it just the backbiting discouraged and forbidden in Islam? Well, listening to backbiting is also forbidden, and the listener should defend the victim. So if you're in a setting where there's backbiting done of another believer, then Islam expects you to step in and defend that believer who may not be present there, or in some cases may be present there but does not like this trait of his or this quality or this deficiency of his to be discussed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, O you who believe, avoid most of suspicion, for surely suspicion in some cases is a sin. And do not spy, nor let some of you backbite others. Does one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Verily you abhor it. And be careful of your duty to Allah. Surely Allah is oft returning to mercy, merciful. Suspicion not only causes discomfort and forms an environment of mistrust in the society, instead, it can potentially amount to being a sin. Similarly, spying on other believers, is not allowed in Islam, generally speaking. Quran, the Holy Quran, has referred backbiting of a believer to be equivalent of eating the flesh of one's dead brother. This is how Islam portrays this trait or this habit or this negative quality for a believer. We're not supposed to be backbiting other believers at any cost. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.